Listening Library presents Walking with Miss Millie by Tamara Bundy. Read for you by Catherine Tabor. Chapter 1. The day we drove into Rainbow, Mama was pulling out all her tricks to distract us, trying to pretend we hadn't just left every one of our friends 10 hours behind. "Oh, Alice, look at my old hometown. See the trees lining the street and the nice wide sidewalks? It's all so pretty." Out my window, I saw a beat-up sign that once said, "Welcome to Rainbow." But now, with most of the letters faded, it only read, "Come Rain." And that made more sense in this dried-up little town. I remembered Daddy saying that the only good day in Rainbow, Georgia, is the day you leave. I used to laugh real hard when he said stuff like that. Then, Daddy left us, even though we weren't even living in Rainbow. And I didn't think that joke was as funny anymore. There's a lot that's not funny anymore. Up till the last month of fourth grade, I was mostly happy. But then Mama called a family meeting. Family meetings of the past had been for our cat needing to be put down, us moving to a smaller house, and of course, Daddy leaving. So I knew better than to think that meeting was going to be pleasant. And I was right. "Alice," Mama's voice interrupted my thoughts. "Look at that library over there. I used to spend so much time there. You and Eddie will love it. Look how charming it is." It was nothing more than an old brick house with a wooden porch out front and a chalkboard sign with the words "City of Rainbow Library" painted on it. Underneath, someone had scribbled, "Make the summer of 68 great."